Continuing Daf Samach Aleph on the bottom of Samach Amud Beis, three lines up. Tanur Bonim, dashing again the psukim in Parshas Bahar and in Parshas Kisetze. The pasuk in Parshas Bahar says, "Es kaspecha l'sitein loy b'neshech u'bemarbis l'sitein ochalecho." So over there we said it says the word neshech referring to kesef, and it says the word marbis referring to oichel. Now, as Rashi points out, that pasuk is talking to the malva. The pasuk says over there that if you see a yid who's having hard times, you should not just stand by, you should be exacta by, you should give him a loan, and on that loan, the Torah is mechayev the malva not to do ribis. So it continues the Gemara, and the neshech bekesef ribis b'oichel. So that would only tell me that the lav, remember we said it's two lavim over here, that the lav of neshech is referring to if you lend him money and you get paid back money, and the lav of ribis is if you lend him a commodity and you get back a commodity. Neshech bo'eichel minayin. How do you know that the isra of neshech applies even by a commodity? Tamo loymer, neshech oichel. So the pasuk in Parshas Kisetze in Sefer Dvarim says, lo sashech lachicha neshech kesef neshech oichel. So there you befeir see that the neshech also applies by oichel. Ribis be kesef minayin. How do we know ribis applies by kesef? Now neshech applies by commodities and by kesef. Ribis, which says it applies by commodities, how do you know it also applies by kesef? Tamar loymer neshech kesef. It says neshech kesef in kiseitze. Loisashas lachisa neshech kesef neshech oichel. So neshech oichel said is extra to teach me that there is neshech by oichel. Why does it have to say again neshech kesef? And many women in the neshech kesef shrei kvar nemar loisasech loachicha tenei linyan ribis kesef. So therefore we'll say that it's an extra pasuk to teach me that, when it says the second time neshech kesef in Parshas Kisetze, it's actually teaching the opposite, that ribis, the aloch of ribis, the aloch of sarbis, also applies by kesef. So both neshech and ribis applies by kesef and by an oichel or commodity. Continues the Gemara. Remember, the pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, in Parshas Bahar, we said is talking about to the malva, that you're supposed to lend money to the leiva, and there's an isra on the malva to lend beribis. The pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, if you look in the context over there, is actually talking to the leiva. It doesn't say loy sashuch lachicha, that would be going in the malva. It says loy sasich lachicha. It's an isra on the leiva to borrow money and pay back beribis. Okay, so now you're telling me that neshech kesef and neshech oichel is teaching me that the lav of neshech and the lav of ribis applies both by a commodity and that's and by kesef, both isurim apply by both. But if that's enough for the pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, that only tells me that both isurim apply by both by the leiva. How do you know both isurim apply by both by the malva, which is what's talked about in Parshas Bahar? Minayin says more nemar neshech beleiva. It says we're neshech by the leiva in Parshas Kisetze. But nemar neshech b'malva in Parshas Bahar, lo sitein loy ben neshech, ma neshech amor b'loy b'lay chalkus by ben kesef, ben oichel, ben neshech, ben ribis. Over there, as we just learned out, there is no difference whether you are borrowing or lending a commodity or a kesef, and in both of them, there's double iser of neshech and darbis, and that's by the loyve of neshech amor b'malvo, lo sachek by ben kesef, ben oichel, ben neshech, ben ribis. So therefore, the same thing we assume based on the Gzeirah Shavah also applies to the psukim in Parshas Bahar, which are written in the context of the malv. Minayin l'rabbis kol davar. How do you know this applies by all chafetzim, not just oichel and not just kesef, but by everything? Tamar loymer, the pasuk says again in Parshas Kisetze, neshech kol davar asher yisoch. So over there it says kol davar. Kol davar is marbeh, everything, and therefore again we learn out again with Tzeirah Shavah that the iser of neshech and tarbis applies by everything, both by the malva and by the leiva. So Tosis asks, so then why does it say kesef and oichel? So Tosis makes up a drasha, which we don't seem to have in the Tosefta anywhere, that it's like a klal prat klal. And therefore, like we've seen him in other drushas, it says, Laisasich achicha is a klal, neshech kesef, neshech oichel would be a prat, neshech kol davar would be a klal prat klal. You only marry darshik in a prat, and if Tosis says it's moitzi karka, that there is no din ribis by karka. Tosis has such a drasha. It's not clear if Tosis is talking about lending karka or paying back karka or blending and paying back karka, when exactly the ribis doesn't apply. That's not clear. And it's not clear then if we'd be in a sederaisa, if you take him off the sederaisa and there's also no sederabonim, or maybe there's at least an sederabonim. But Tosis says that's what we would learn out from the fact that it says kesef. And Reichel Tosfos also says there's an extra libud to teach me that that there is no ribis by less than a shava pruta. Even though we've said it many times that gzela, even though it's a din of ishavan, but gzela has a din of iser by less than a shava pruta. By ribis, there is no din of ribis at all by less than a shava pruta. Okay, so that's how Tosfos learns out what you do with the rest of these words. But the ma'aser we're coming out that neshach and ribis apply by all things by the malva and the life. We don't need to make this gzeirah shava like you just explained it. The iksiv es kaspechol esitlo b'neshach v'chalachol. If it would have said in the pasuk, the first pasuk, es kaspechol esitlo b'neshach v'oichel. Then you would say, there's two different Isurim. We need the Gzeirah Shava to teach me there's not two Isurim. But that's not what it says. It actually says, and then the next Keta in the Pasuk starts with Bemarbis. It doesn't say, it says the word Neshech and Marbis next to each other. Why is it next to each other? So that the first Pasuk has the noun first, and then the verb. First, second pasuk has the verb, then the noun. The two verbs are next to each other. So, Karbe Hachi says Ravina, as Kaspra lo sitloi b'neshech u'b'marbis. Kesef, you shouldn't use b'neshech and b'marbis. Put the comma after the word b'marbis. And then you go back and read it the other way, with the comma before the word neshech. Or you could read it, and you could read it, I should say, u'b'neshech u'b'marbis lo sitloi b'neshech. So, therefore, says Ravina, in the pasuk itself, and the fact that it put the two parts of the pasuk out of order, one from the other, you actually see that the neshech and marbis in the middle applies both to the beginning of the pasuk by kesef and to the end of the pasuk by eichel. And therefore, you don't need the gzeirah shava. So, mevatana nemer kaba. The tana we just created, the brisa said it's gzeirah shava. So, how can Ravina learn it different than the brisa? So, malachi kama. This is where Ravina understands the brisa. But the Tana meant was, if you didn't have this special limit from the pasuk, from the fact that it put Neshech and Tabris together, without that, I probably could have learned to Gzeres Shava. Now that it says the two words of Neshech and Tabris together, we could put the comma before and after. Gzeres Shava Leit Tzarech. We don't need the Gzeres Shava to teach me. We're falling off the Gzeres Shava from the Brais. So what does the Gzeirah Shava teach me? Then the Gzeirah Shava does teach you that which it says by the loive, neshech kol davar, that it applies by everything, that also applies on the side of the malva, and that you need the Gzeirah Shava. Amarava. So we have three types of Yisurim we've been talking about over the last Masechta and a half. We have a lav called Einah, which we discussed about in the last few weeks. We have a lav called Gezel, which we discussed much here in Baba Kama as well. And we have a lav called Ribis. All of them, you're illegally taking money from somebody else. So, L'chaira, just say once, one of these Isurim, we'll see which one, say it once, and we know you cannot take money from other people that doesn't belong to you. That's all. Whether you take it by Ribis, you take it by Einah, you take it by Gezel, it's all basically the same thing. Rashi says it, Shebekulin chisorin mamen shemischaser eschaveri. So it's all the same. So why do we need three? It's about three. I'll tell you why. Because Achman alav beribis. If it just said it's us beribis, it's from the chiddushu. Truth is, ribis is a chiddush. Dafilu beloivas Rachman. If you think about it, the issur of ribis is not just on the malva taking the money. We said the issur of ribis is even on the loive giving the money, which sort of indicates, many rishonim say, that the issur of ribis is not a cheshen mishpatin at all. The issur of ribis is really a yordei halacha. It's an issur of a heter halacha. Because if it's just a chesed mishpat halacha, like gezel, then it should be a din on the person taking the ribis. Why is it a din on the person giving the ribis? That actually indicates it's not a yordei, it's not a chesed mishpat halacha. It's a yordei halacha, which should make it issur of a heter, which we're not necessarily learn out dine gezel from. It's a special halacha. Because rechman alav begezel, mishum de bal karchi. Gezel, if it just said gezel's usur, because gezel you took when the person didn't give you permission. Whereas ribis, and I know where the person is giving you the money on his own free will, maybe that's not usur. The person doesn't realize that he's being tricked. He doesn't realize that he's paying too much. And that's why it's usur. But by ribis, where he knows what he's paying. And by gzela, where the person knows that he lost his object, not by his own free will, but a maisa, maybe over there would it be usur. So therefore, we need each one of these isur. You can't learn out just from Gezel, just from Aino, or just from Ribis. But why do we need all three? The Chavar, two should be good enough. Why? Taitesi, which one would you leave out? Which two would you keep? Lo lichtu rachmana lav ribis. Leave out ribis. But teisi me'anach. Learn from oino and gezel. That if oino and gezel is usher, ribis is also usher. So malahanach shekein shalemi das. By gezel and oino, you're doing it shalemi das. Was ribis when it's midas, maybe it's totally mutter. And also, your ribis you wouldn't know it applies to the life in that case. So leave out oino v'teis me'anach. Learn it from the combination of ribis and gezel. Manach shekein ein derech mekach u'memker. Ribis and gezel is not necessarily part of normal business operations. Whereas oino is clearly part of normal business. You're buying and selling. So maybe buying and selling, whatever the price you get, were purely capitalistic. And if you could get a higher price, you could. Maybe that's not also me'echa teisa. Elo says, no, maybe you still have one option. Lo licht rachman alav v'gezel v'teis me'anach. Maybe just write ribis and write oino, and I know that stealing is usher. Why? The my parchas mal ribis shekein chiddush. Ribis is a chiddush because it applies to the leiva. Oino techiach. Oino doesn't apply to the side who's getting cheated. Only the side who's doing the cheating. Mal shekein lo yad the machli doesn't know ribis techiach. He knows v'chazra din. We go back and forth between ribis and oino. V'loy rizek and rizek. Each one is unique. Atzara shava the common denominator between ribis and between oino is shekein gozel. You take your money; it doesn't belong to you. Afanei avay gezel, and therefore gezel, of course, should be usher. So why does the Torah have to go out of its way to tell me an iser gezel? Look, once the Torah tells you ribis and the Torah tells you oino, I would know gezel. So, you're right. Amri hachinami. You're right. You don't need an iser gezel from that. If you go over to someone and steal money from them, you would definitely be usher to that. Bitam ribis and oino combination. What about a case where you don't pay someone their wages? They work for you and you don't pay their wages. In this case, it's not money he has that you're taking. It's money that he's owed that you're not giving him. That we don't see from ribis, that we don't see from Aina. So therefore, there we need a special halacha of gezel. So the Kavish says, it already says that you're not supposed to hold back wages. So that we don't need a special lav of gezel for that. So I'm a laver of a shnei laver. To tell me two isurim. So if you look at my ribis, I know a laver of a shnei laver. So if you're telling me that the isur of gezel is to teach you a double lav by withholding wages, maybe it's teaching you a double lav by a non-ribis, and not necessarily you have anything to do with wages. So I'm a davar alonu ilami bin yano. Even yano desachik. So the isur of leisigzol was actually written in the parsha next to the halacha of leisasa sachir. Therefore, it makes sense if it's coming to teach me a double isur, it's coming to teach me. So the mice were coming out that the isur of leisigzol we know. We would know Leisigzol from Dinei Ribis, from Dinei Ino, etc., and from Leisasrik. The whole Isser of Leisigzol is teaching me a second Isser related to Leisasrik. So, okay, that's Leisigzol. Leisignoiv, because Rachman Alamli, what does Leisignoiv teach me? Look at this, Anyo. Leisignoiv, Amanas Lemekat. You're not allowed to steal something from someone, even if you're intending to give it back, you just want to cause him tsar. That you wouldn't know from Ribis and Ino. Leisignoiv, Amanas, the Shant Shumi Kefa. Maybe you want to give someone stucco. And they refuse to take the tzedakah. So you have an idea. I'll steal from him, geneva. The Torah will be mechayev me kefel, and then I'll give him back, and then I'll be able to give him money, and he won't be able to refuse it. He won't realize that I did it specific of his reason. The Torah says, leisignoiv, that's still usher, even though you mean for his benefit. And that's why I have an issur leisignoiv. Amalei v'yemer l'Ravashi, lav de kosach manu m'shkol islamli. But we have other lavim in chayshin mishpah. We have a lav that you're not allowed to use imperfect weights. If you have a weight that weighs too much and you're cheating someone when you weigh things in the store, that's usher. Now, lechara, that's like ribis, and leisigzol, those are all related to that. What do we need a special isser for? Amalei, letaymi mishkalaisa memelech. It's talking about if you take your weights and you bury them and soak them in salt, which again takes off some of the weight. Sainu gezem alya, some lavala mishas asiyah. The answer is, not only is it usher to use them, of course, and steal someone, sell them for more weight or less weight, it's usher even to make them, to make these illegal weights, that itself is usher. That's what the Torah is teaching me. Loi sasa avu b'mishpat b'midah b'mishko b'mashura. So what are these different things that you're doing avu b'mishpat when you're counting or measuring things to your benefit? So b'midas, when we did this karka, when you're measuring land, you have two brothers splitting up an estate, and each one is supposed to get, maybe there's three brothers, and each one's supposed to get a certain amount of the estate. So you measure it with a certain rope. But the problem is, in the summer, the rope, it's hot, and the rope would shrink. Whereas in the winter, when it's wet, the rope might stretch. And therefore, when you measure it, if you measure it with the same one, you're going to end up with different sizes. Shem de'ach ma'isachamot should be shorter, de'ach ma'isachamot should be longer. B'mishkal, shal yat b'mishkal, like we said, you shouldn't soak them in salt, which actually makes them heavier. Rashi says that makes them heavier, and therefore, when you go to buy something, you can use these heavier weights, so that is also to do. B'meshura, what is b'meshura? When you're buying a liquid, that you shouldn't have put, when you sell to someone, you sell them with the, what we call the head of the beer, right? The fizz on top, and that takes up space in the cod that you're selling. You shouldn't do that. That's a davar pashut. Normally, when you sell wine, a little bit of fuzz on the top of the wine, it's 1/30, a tiny little bit. And still, hikpi the love tyra. The tyra tells you, b'mishura it's aser kavachaymer lehin chatzin the shlishin reviyasin loig chatzin loig reviyasalog. If you treat much more than that, then for sure it's aser, and the tyra would look upon that like gezel. Amarava. If you pay attention, Rava says in the halachas of ribis and other halachas, the Torah says something strange. Lamali the kasar achmoni yitzias mitzrayim beribis. Now, the parasha of ribis, the Torah specifically goes out of its way to mention yitzias mitzrayim. What does yitzias mitzrayim have anything to do with ribis? Pasuk says in Parshas Baris, Kaspel asitel beneshech, b'marvus asitel ochlecho, ani ha'shem lakech, m'sher tzeisi eschem eretz mitzrayim, lo'sleis lechem eretz kenan, li'yosh lechem le'layim. So what does mitzrayim have to do with anything? Similarly, we have Yitzias Mitzrayim Gabi Tzitzis. Tzitzis, right? By third parasha of Krishna mentions Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's an halacha of Tzitzis. And Yitzias Mitzrayim in Mishkalis. By the halacha we just quoted by Mishkal, it also says over there that you should be careful of having the Laisasu Avam Mishpa, Midu Mishkal Mishra, like we just talked about. And over there also, the Pasuk says that you have to, Aniyah Ma'izdei Tzedek, Ravdei Tzedek, Aniyah Hashem Lakechem Shere Tzitzis Chemeres Mitzrayim. What does Mitzrayim have to do with these halachas? Common denominator. By Mitzrayim, Kodesh Boch was able to tell who was a Bechor, who was not a Bechor, who was a Yid, who was not a Yid. Sometimes people cheat Beribis. They give money to a guy, and the guy's going to lend it out. Well, I know what's real. Someone takes their weights and makes them heavier. Someone who thinks he's wearing, shows off he's wearing tzitzis tchelis, he's really wearing fake tchelis. No one can tell. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I was able to tell by Mitzrayim who's who and what's what. I'll be able to tell in all these three halachas. Ravina Iklo Surah the Pras. He went to a city called Pras on Surah. Amalei Rav Chanina Misurah the Pras. Mechanina Misurah the Pras Ravina. Mitzias Mitzrayim the Kozach Manah Gabi Shvatzim Alamli. By Shvatzim also, the Pasuk says over there, Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Pasuk says, it says, Meyikra Yud Aleph Memhei, after it talks about Dinei Shvatzim, Ki Ani Hashem Amalei Eschem Eretz Yitzrayim, Yos Echem Lelihim, V'yisim Kedoshim Ki Kedosh Onu. So what does that have to do with Shvatzim? So Amalei, Amar Kodesh Boko, same idea. Ani Yushev Chanti Ben Tipa Shal Bechor Le Tipa Shein, Bechor in Mitzrayim, I could tell who was a Bechor and who was not, etc. And he also li par mishem arif kivri dogam tfeim, kivri dogam tfeim. So sometimes people, when they're making fish salads, they put a little bit of tray fish in there, and no one can tell the difference. I can tell. U'marichan Yisrael. I understand that when it says the other ones, by ribis, by tzitzis, it says tzitzischem. Over here by the shvatzim, it says hamayla eschem. What does hamayla mean? So, my shlocha hamayla to kos rachmona. Amalei, I'll tell you why. Because the ton of Rishmol, Amar Kodesh Boku, ilumale loy halisi yisom mitzrayim ele b'shvil davar zeh, shein metamim b'shvatzim die. If it wasn't for the fact that I took you out of Mitzrayim just so Chai Yisrael would stop eating these usher shvatzim, that would have been enough. And that's why he says, hell. These are better, more chomor than all these other mitzvahs talked about? So I'm going to have to go to might not be a bigger mitzvah. But these are most, and the metamtem is halev. And therefore, that's why the Torah goes out of its way to tell us that it's so important for us to stay away from eating shvatz. The news Gemara. Vezu tarbis amar peris of ketzel lochach menu chitim in the nizav. Says the Gemara, what is the context of the Mishnah? Atu kol hani damina na ashtalav ribisu? We already said ribis. If you borrow money and you pay back more. If you borrow Paris and you pay back more. Why is that to give it this complicated case that we haven't even figured out exactly what the case is in the Sefer? Amarvo ad kan shal term ikam yeilech shal dever yem enechanami. The first halach in the Mishnah, when you borrow money, I'm not asked to pay back more. You borrow Paris, I'm not asked to pay back more. That's ribis daraisa. As we said, that's derech halva, and that's ribis ketutza. The second case in the Mishnah, the seifa, whatever the case is, it's something to do with mekach u'memker, which we'll talk about more in the next few days, lamaisa, that is going to be midrabbana. And that's why the Mishnah is looking for that strange case to show you a case of ribis derabbana. V'chein emarava, adkan shalter, mikam yel shadavreim. Adkan, yochen rasha v'yilbash tzadik. That a rasha would steal, and the tzadik gets to keep it. Ad kan v'suloi, right? So what do you mean ad kan? Normally not, but it's very important halacha over here. When you steal, a person steals, and he dies, his children have to pay it back. Okay. When a person does a no and he dies, his children have to pay it back. If a person does ribis and he dies, his children do not have to pay it back. Again, another indicator that ribis is more of a yordea halacha and not a cheshin mishpat halacha. And therefore, says the Gemara, that's what the pasuk says. Yochin rasha v'yil b'tzadik. The rasha steals, but the tzadik, his children get to use it. Tzadkan v'suloi, ela filu adkan yochin rasha v'yil b'tzadik. Right? Even by ribis daraisa, you don't have to return it. Adkan ribis ketutzim and kamilech is only avak ribis. Amar Balaza, ribis ketutzim yetzivideyanim. Ribis ketutzim, the ribis daraisa, if the loiva pays it, he can be tevei and din, and the malva has to give it back. Avak ribis, only ribis drabonon, which we call the dust of ribis, and a yaitzi b'dayanim. You're not supposed to pay it, of course, it's us, but once you pay, you cannot be mitzi. B'yechen amra, afil ribis ketutza, nami eni yaitzi b'dayanim. B'yechen says an amazing chiddush, that ribis ketutza, you never pay back. It's also to take it, but once you take it, the loiva cannot be tevea the malva. Remember, it's like my time in the B'yechen, where does he get this from? Never call. The pasuk says, in Yecheskel, b'neshech nosan, v'sarbis lokach, v'chai lo yichya. So we darshin, and it's called Tavei Yisraela. Also la ha'ela. Also la misa nitav la'ela. I'm sorry, we didn't write. La yichla is called Tavei Yisraela. Also, we darshin la misa nitav v'loy li'ishavon. Darshin is pasuk in Navi that even by gzela, and I know we say you're supposed to be hashiv as a gzela, but by ribis the Torah says the punishment, at least on the Navi level, is misa, and therefore there is no din of yishavon. You want to give it back, and give it back. But that's not a din. It's not the din of kapara that you normally get over here. You're not being. It's not like. It's not a lav shenitik lase. You're over the lav. You're finished. Says the Gemara. Ravat chabriakva amar kral al tikach mita jeshu persarbis v'yereisa lemeicha. If the fear Hashem, why does it say that? Lemeira nite v'lo lishavo, and that you should be afraid of what Hashem is going to do to you. But there is no way to be menatek this assay. There's no way to fix this assay. So we have a fundamental machlokes over here. If ribis daraisa is nite lishavo. Rav Amar Gruf to Krav Shmilei. I can see from the pasuk itself. It says in the pasuk, at the end of the pasuk in Yecheskel, Mois Yumas Dom of Boy, you. So we dash in Hokushi Malva Ribis to Shevche Domin. It seems to be comparing Ribis to Ritzicha. Ma Shevche Domin Nitali Shavan, but a person, it's guilt. There's no way of paying it back, right? There's no koifer when a person kills. And therefore, there's no way to pay that back to restitution. Af Malva Ribis, like Nitali Shavan. Also Malva Ribis. There's no way of paying that back. So again, we see many, many riots over here that the dinner Ribis is not Nitali Shavan. I remember Nachman Yitzchak. My time of the Belazer. What's Pshat the Belazer said? The Ribis Kedusa is Nitin B'Shavin. So he says, Damar Kral, the Pasuk says, Al Tikach Mitin Neshech Marai V'Sarbes V'Yereisim Adecha. But the end of the Pasuk says, V'Chai Ochicha Imach. What does it mean, V'Chai Ochicha Imach? That means, Ahadulei Kihech Denachi. You should return it to him so he will be Chai. So he learns the pasuk the opposite. At least by Ribis Kitsutsa, there is a din of Hishavan. So we have a fundamental machlokes over here about Ribis Kitsutsa. So far we've seen Ribis Kitsutsa is a machlokes where you have to return it. Ribis Drabonin, so far we have not seen that anybody says you have to return that.